to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting has been sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 7th, 2019. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. The meeting is open to the public. We would like to start off this year with a moment of silence for the following Seabrighters who passed away in 2019. Please stand. Helen Downey, Shirley Hicks, Richard Lozinski, James Linford, Douglas O'Connor, Marion Robertson, Alex Zeidler, and Joan Tagliaferro. Thank you. Next, I would like to invite Father Michael Manning from Holy Cross up for the invocation.
Creator God, who keep all things in being, bless our work in the coming year. Give us wisdom to preserve good and dedication with your help to do more. Dispel the haze of confusion and discord. When our way is unclear, guide us in yours. Protect us when we stumble. Give us resolve to begin anew. Protect our nation, our families, and our communities from harm, especially those in the service of others. May your light guide us now and always. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. A statement of the determination of the Board of County Canvassers relative to the election held in the Borough of Seabright on the 5th day of November in the year 2019, the election of municipal officers for said Borough of Seabright. The Board determined at the general election, Mayor Borough of Seabright, Brian P. Kelly, was duly elected to the office of mayor for a full four-year term. Council members Borough of Seabright, Kevin Birdsall and Samuel Catalano, were duly elected as members of the Borough Council for a full three-year term. Next up, we'll have the oaths of office, and I will go first. So I'd like to invite Senator Declan O'Scanlan in to swear me in, and also invite my wonderful children, Marion and AJ, to come up to hold the Bible for me.
Nice to be here. Congratulations, Brian, on being sworn in the very first time. I do want to say, I know that Mayor Long is in the house. I was not here for just take one moment out of your big day. was here for the get-together to congratulate Mayor Long. It's been a pleasure working with you, Mayor. I know you're going to hear that quite a lot this morning, but you'll be missed as much as we're going to love dealing with our new mayor and council. It really was a pleasure to work with you. And it's great to be here. You guys embrace a level of bipartisanship here in Seabright that we see almost nowhere else, except in Monmouth County and the 13th legislature. The country could learn something from you guys. Ready to become mayor?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Left hand on the bottom, right hand in the air. I state your name.
I, Brian Kelly.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
And established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all of the duties.
Perform all of the duties.
Of the office of mayor.
Of the office of mayor.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Next up for Borough Council, we'll be swearing in Kevin Birdsall.
Come on, you want to come up?
Who's going to read?
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly.
And justly. And partially and justly.
Perform all the duties of the office of council.
And perform all of the duties of the office of council.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Last but not least, for council, is Sam Catalano swearing in. Chair.
I, state your name.
I, Sam Catalano.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
Of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith.
And that I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority.
Under the authority.
Of the people.
Of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
All the duties.
Of the office of councilman.
Of the office of councilman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
I also wanted to acknowledge this morning some of our political guests who have arrived. You just met two of them, Senators O'Scanlan and Senator Gopal. Thank you for coming. Also, Assemblywoman DeMasso and Assemblyman Scharfenberger. So I wanted to welcome you also today. And I love. And not to put anybody on the spot, I don't know if any of you have any words you want to say, feel free. You can come up and speak. If not, we'll just move on with the agenda. But would any of you like to make any comments?
I'll just say a couple words at this point. Once again, and I said this every time I come, I'm a 71 Marina, so I was your freeholder. But more importantly, this is my home away from home in the summertime. So anytime I come to see Bright, I feel like I'm home again. So I want to thank all of you. It's always a wonderful opportunity. Reorganization is the great time to bring the whole town together after what sometimes can be a bitter battle in election day, but this town always comes together no matter what, and it really makes me feel wonderful. And Jerry was your freeholder for a year, but now he's part of our team with Senator O'Scanlan, and I'm sure he will feel the same way about all of you and the love that you share with each other and with us. It's just overwhelming. So thank you all for making me feel like I'm home when I'm away from home. And Dina, I was there, but thank you again for your leadership. This town, I mean, look at this room. After Sandy, this town really is really a testament to each and every one of you. So congratulations again, and best of luck. Mayor, best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
Just real quick, I just want to echo what Serena has said. I want to wish the mayor and council all the luck in the world. I know you've had a rough couple of years after Sandy and really came back gangbusters. I do my part for the local economy too, coming to Tommy's more often. And you know, it's a great town, we love it, and we're here for you, and we hope you can be a part of this great renaissance going forward. And man, where are you? Yeah. How are you doing, Dan? How are you enjoying your retirement?
So far, so
good. We're going to miss you too. We have a great working relationship. But thank you. Happy New Year, everybody, and best of luck.
Thank you. Okay, next up on the agenda, what we'd like to do is reflect on the previous year, and in tradition, we do our roll call. So our roll call, we'd like to start off with that now. Council members Birdsall?
Here.
Catalano?
Here.
Keeler?
Present.
Lexine?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
And Schwartz?
It's absent.
Okay, now on to the 2019 year-end address. So we will ask 2019's Council President Mark Lexstein to give that address.
Some of my thunder was already stolen, but I will. All right, good morning and welcome to Seabright's annual reorganization meeting. For those who attended last year's meeting, you may recall the weather was much like the way it is today, dreary. Yet, I'm happy to report that bad weather on reorganization day has shown itself to be a sign of great things to come. A year ago, I had the honor as Council President to be the first Seabright official to offer public comments from within the beautiful new Council Chambers. I was incredibly proud that day of all that this borough has accomplished since the days of Superstorm Sandy, and as I stand here today, the sense of pride has only strengthened. In 2019, we have continued to show the world how anything is possible, people simply listen to one another, and work together for our common goal. Teamwork continues to be the mantra here in Seabright. The present council behind me, led by our outgoing mayor, Dina Long, and Dina, please stand up and let's all give you an applause. I know you don't want to do this. We've always worked together as a united body. Unlike other governmental entities, which you hear about far too often in the news today, as Senator O'Scanlan said, we work together. Seabright's mayor and council have always worked together, regardless of political affiliation or ideology, to get the job done. You know, we often joke amongst ourselves that we don't even know which ones are the Democrats, which ones are the Republicans up here. And we really don't, and I don't think most people in town know who's who, because it doesn't matter. We work as a team. And I know with the recent elections of Brian Kelly as a new mayor, the re-election of Kevin Birdsall, and the new addition of Sam Catalano, that bipartisanship will only continue to thrive. With the tremendous support of this council, backed by the entire Seabright community, we have accomplished amazing things, and honestly, I see no end to our potential on the horizon. When I look around Seabright these days, I see a close-knit community continuing to thrive. Our little borough is once again a point of destination for people from all over. And let's be clear, we've become much more than just a beach town. People now come to Seabright 365 days a year, as we are the host of some of the most amazing restaurants that any community has to offer. We have Oak, we have Teak, we have Tommy's, we have Ocean House, Woody's, Second Jetty, and you can go on and on. You can find many of these places to be packed even in the dead of winter. Just the other day, I read in the news that our own Angelica's has been ranked by Open Table as one of the top 100 restaurants in the entire country. Not the state, but the entire country. It's truly amazing what is happening. Legislatively, the borough continues to be a progressive leader. Just recently, we adopted an ordinance which will put an end to the use of plastic bags and utensils within our borough. Contrary to what many may have expected, we did this with the overwhelming support of our business community. Why? Because once again, in Seabright, we work together to get things done. I do not want to take up much time here. No one really wants to hear me talk, but I would be remiss if I did not give credit to our tremendous staff that works nonstop to ensure our town is kept beautiful. Our streetscapes and our beaches have never looked better. We are most definitely the envy of our communities around us. I want to thank you all for coming, and now it's my honor to welcome our new mayor and my friend, Brian Kelly.
So happy new year, everybody. 2020 will be a great year for Seabright. We're going to work hard throughout the year, but we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. I can promise you that. And also, thank you to Dina for the past 8 years. Thanks for coming out today. Thank you also to all of the borough employees, professionals, and volunteers, and which is best said with our new buildings for our essential and community services. We just finished the construction on two state-of-the-art facilities, and that better positions Seabright to respond more successfully to storms and emergencies in the future. So I just thought that was a nice way to pay tribute to them. We always thank them every year, but we actually put it to work. And also thanks to our entire governing body, including newly elected Sam Catalano. Welcome to Sam, he'll do a great job. We are all elected officials, but we're also volunteers. And we simply volunteer all of our time, week to week, year to year. So I just wanted to thank everybody on the governing body and everyone prior. With costs, needs, and taxation all increasing, small towns are vulnerable to change. That's just a fact. But we are proving that we are resilient. And major building for a generation or two is coming to an end, and we are now positioned for a phase of economic growth in Seabright. We needed the stability first, which is what we've accomplished, and then growth. As most of us have noticed, property values have gone up dramatically in the past 5 years, which is generally a good thing. Our tax rate was reduced this year, but property taxes can still increase, due in large part to an obsolete short regional state tax formula that we will continue to challenge in 2020. So we know that's one of our goals and obstacles, but we will address that year to year until we resolve that issue. Regarding moving to the future, regarding revenue generation for the borough, the revenue generation has exceeded our goals that we had set in recent years with little to no negative consequences. And we will continue to do so moving forward. Our cell tower met the needs of the residents and also essential services while generating revenue for Seabrighters. We intend to add additional carriers in 2020, which will increase our services and also increase our revenue for the borough. Our seasonal municipal paid parking has been in place since about 2016. And that has also been very successful. We had originally projected to deliver anywhere from $100,000 to $150,000 per year in revenue from paid parking. And in 2019, for instance, we generated actually close to $390,000. So while that revenue can generate, it can fluctuate year to year, but the success is nonetheless due to careful borough economic planning and implementation. So that those two items alone have been very helpful to us to keep our tax rates down while offsetting our bonds. Moving into 2020, we will also continue different projects, including the downtown and including Anchorage Park, which was a Blue Acres property that we the borough acquired 3 years ago. So we have a lot of other beneficial projects in the works and some that have recently passed, but we will continue the momentum through 2020. And as you can see, Seabright has made tremendous progress over the past couple of years, and we are positioned for either even greater success and growth moving forward in 2020. And thank you again for all coming out today.
Okay, next on the agenda will be standing council committee appointments. The following council committee appointments are presented for the year 2020, and they're all listed on the agenda, so you can read through them on your own, but I would like to make the motion.
I would make that motion.
Second.
Okay, roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
Next on the agenda will be community advisory committees, and same as the other, everything's listed on your agenda. The following community advisory committee appointments are presented for the year 2020. Would somebody like to make the motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
Next up will be one-year terms for appointments for 2020. Would anybody other than Charlie like to make for resolution one? Resolution one, 2020.
I'll make the motion to nominate Charles H. Rooney III as the 2020 council president.
Second.
Okay. Roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Abstain.
Thank you, Chris.
And now we can do a swearing-in for
like
that.
I like sitting next to you.
Charlie, would you go come up for your swearing-in?
Sure.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To do the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Establishing the United States.
Establishing the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully,
impartially,
and justly,
perform all of the duties of the office of council president.
Perform all of the duties of council president.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And council president, Rooney,
I give it to you.
Say a few words.
Thank you for all being here today, and Happy New Year. Congratulations to our new mayor, Brian Kelly. Kevin, being reelected, and our new councilman, Sam Catalano. So, you know, when you go into a fraternity, right, in college, you get initiated. So reorganization started for Sam and I this morning at 6:15 a.m. I wanted to get him the seat right way, at least my seat right way of learning how to be a councilman. And we all do this in our own way. But I like to get up early in the morning, especially after it rains, because we do have some areas where we have puddles and they need to be swept. We have one in front of First Biology that has an 8:15 a.m. class on Saturday morning. And I explained to Sam how people come from out of town and we don't want them getting out of the car and putting their feet in the puddles. We can avoid it. I took him to the corner of River Street. And then we went and saw a puddle that kind of is in the on the corner there where you would come from our parking lot. If you're going to come into Seabright tonight for dinner, you have to maybe come across from our parking lot. And there'd be a puddle maybe with some cigarette butts. So we did some sweeping, got some butts up. I did not sweep the butts into the drains, the tackles into the river. So we scooped them up, right? We put them in the garbage. So anyhow, bottom line is that in Seabright, that's how we roll. We dig in. We dig in. That's how we got where we are today. Because we pay attention to what's going on in our town, and we care. Every one of these council members cares about all of the people that live in this town. If you would have said to me, this goes for everybody here, in 2010, 10 years later, this is where we would be, I'd say something's going on here. I can't even imagine that. I was 50 years old, January 9th, this coming Thursday, I'm gonna be 60. So what's happened to this town is amazing. I think we deserve so much credit, all of us, for doing what we've done, because this has been a team effort. The residents, they all got behind us. Wasn't easy. We had to get a referendum passed, but we had an opportunity of a lifetime. We had $8 million of FEMA money looking at us. And if we did not get that $8 million, I don't know where we would be today. But anyhow, it's an honor to be part of this group. I respect my job here. I take it seriously. We all do. Sam will take it seriously because I'll make sure of that. But I put a couple of things down here that I felt like 2020 is also going to be another year where we need to keep focused and get things done because it never stops. One of the main things that we want to do here is keep our taxes down. There are people that live in this town that before Superstorm Sandy paid a certain amount of taxes. They're still here, but their property values have gone up. And with that, their taxes have gone up. Some of them are on fixed incomes. We need to understand that if you're in your 70s and you want to stay in Seabright, you don't want to sell your house because your property values are up. You want to stay here. That was your plan. So we have to do everything we can to keep our taxes down. And we will do that. Some of the things that I think that we need to really focus on this year, increase our ratables. We have opportunities to increase ratables here. We want to keep our town nice, we want to keep it clean, but in order to do that, we're going to have to create ratables. And we have some great opportunities to do that, and hopefully we'll be taking advantage of them this year. Also, what is the next thing? The next thing is paid parking. As Mayor Kelly said, paid parking has been a huge success. I remember when we were going to try to get this referendum passed, we needed to ask him, Mike will understand all this, right? We needed $80,000 in paid parking. We didn't have paid parking, though. But we were assuring people that we would be able to generate $80,000 to pay the bonds. Mayor Dina Long is one like many others that does not like paid parking. Who likes paid parking, right? But everybody thought we were going to ruin the town by putting the paid parking. So last year, as the mayor mentioned, we did $390,000 in paid parking. We also feel that there's a chance that we could increase that rate to $2 an hour on Saturdays and Sundays and maybe get ourselves over $500,000. But all that will help to keep our taxes down, keep our town nice. That's part of one of the things that we should be doing to generate more ratables. Other things, just abandoned properties. I feel like we really need to stay focused on these properties. People have put hundreds of thousands of dollars into their homes, maybe millions, some of these houses, and they're next door to a property where somebody's not taking care of their property. They need to take care of their properties. We have, I think, about seven of those properties. We need to stay focused on getting those properties fixed. And keep the town clean is another big item for me. I think that, you know, if you want people to come in here into our town and treat it a certain way, you need it to look a certain way, and we will keep on that. But other than that, I'll just leave it at that. I can't thank everybody enough for being here today. God bless.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. Yeah, we all do volunteer a lot of our time, but Charlie's not going to get me out of bed at 6:30 to scoop a puddle. Yeah. All right, on to the next resolution. Resolution 2, 2020, the appointment of borough attorney. Would somebody like to make a motion?
I'll happily make the motion for borough attorney, Roger McLaughlin.
Second.
All right, roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Okay, that passes. On to resolution.
Congratulations, Roger.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah,
thanks, Roger.
You've been invaluable.
Resolution number 3, 2020, appointment of borough special conflicts council. Would anybody like to make that motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Good afternoon. I'll move Vito Gagliari and Carrie A. Wright, Barizo, Bromberg, and Newman as our borough special conflicts council.
Okay, roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
That passes. Congratulations. Resolution number 4, 2020, appointment of our borough auditor. Would somebody like to make that motion?
I'll make the motion for Robert Allison to be our borough auditor.
Second.
Okay, roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
All right, that passes. Resolution number 5, 2020, appointment of our borough planner. Would somebody like to make that motion?
I'll make a motion to appoint Christine Caffone of the Caffone Consulting Group as our borough planner.
Second.
Okay, our roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
Passes. On to our next resolution, which is number 6, 2020, appointment of borough consulting engineers. Would anybody like to make that motion?
I'll make that motion for the list of Leon Avakian, CME Associates, Porto Associates, French Aquilo, Major Consulting, Suburban Consulting Engineers, T&M Associates, and Van Cleef Engineering Associates as our borough consulting engineers.
Second.
Okay. Roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
That passes. On to resolution number 7, 2020, which would be the appointment of our borough prosecutor. Would somebody like to make that motion?
And this public defender?
No, public prosecutor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll make the motion for the borough prosecutor to be William McGuinn. Is he here by any chance?
Yes.
Yes.
Second.
Would you like to stand up?
Right.
All right.
Congratulations.
On to the roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
All right, that passes, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
On to our next resolution, which is number 8, 2020, the appointment of our public defender. Would somebody like to make that motion?
I'll nominate Robert J. Holden as our public defender.
Second.
Okay, for the roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
All right, that passes, and congratulations. Resolution number 9, 2020, appointment of alternate public defender. Would somebody like to make that motion?
I'll nominate Kevin Wigginton as our alternate public defender.
Second.
Roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
Congratulations. On to resolution number 10, 2020, the appointment of our bond counsel. Would somebody like to make that?
I will nominate John Jakowitz as our bond counsel.
Second.
Okay, on to the roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
And Rooney?
Yes.
Congratulations. On to Resolution 11-2020, appointment of our labor attorney. Would somebody like to make that motion?
I'll nominate Bruce Padula as our labor attorney.
Second.
Okay, for the roll call, council members Birdsall.
Yes.
Catalano.
Yes.
Killer.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
And Rooney.
Yes.
Congratulations. Resolution 12-2020, appointment of our tax appeal attorney. Can somebody make that motion?
I will nominate Salvador Alfieri as our tax appeal attorney.
Second.
Okay, for our roll call, council members Birdsall.
Yes.
Catalano.
Yes.
Killer.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
And Rooney.
Yes.
That passes. Congratulations. On to resolution number 13-2020, appointment of the special tax appeal attorney. Can somebody please make that motion?
So moved. I'll make the motion for special tax appeal attorney for Martin Allen Esquire, DeFrancesco, Bateman, Kunzman, Davis, Lerer, and Flan.
Second.
All right, roll call. Council members Birdsall.
Yes.
Catalano.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lexstein.
I have to recuse myself from that vote.
And Rooney.
Yes.
All right, that passes. Congratulations. Resolution 14-2020, appointment of council liaison to the planning board. Would somebody like to make that motion?
I'll make that motion to appoint Mark Lexstein.
Second.
Roll call. Council members Birdsall.
Yes.
Catalano.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lexstein.
I'll abstain.
And Rooney.
Yes.
That passes. Congrats, Mark. Now we are on to our consent agenda. Would somebody like to make the motion on the consent agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, on to the roll call. Council members Birdsall.
Yes.
Catalano.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
And Rooney.
Yes.
Next on the agenda is just presenting borough employees and appointments. The following employees' appointments are presented for the year 2020. And that list of everybody is on your agenda. And then next up, I would like to invite Pastor Turner from the Seabright United Methodist Church up for the benediction.
As always, it's a privilege and an honor to come before this and be part of such a special town. And again, these yearly meetings, you know, these kind of brings focus on what's important and reasonable, which of course is the community, you know, and of course shining the light on those that are leading that community. So if you would, let us pray. Heavenly Father, come before we ask you to continue blessing upon those who led, continue to lead our community. Father, we ask for protection upon the police department to stay protected. Father, the fire department that rescues the first aiders that help heal our community. Father, on every resident, every business, and Father, on every visitor, as they come here, Father, to see your glory and your creation and be awed at this bright spot on the shore. See, right? Continue to bless this town, this community. Amen. Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless.
Thank you, Pastor Turner.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
And thank you again for everybody coming out today. Have a great new year. And I would just like to make the motion for adjournment.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, final roll call. Council members Birdsall.
Yes.
Catalano.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
And Rooney.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.